bienvenidos a SpanishPod101.com.
Welcome, everyone. This is Absolute Beginner Season 1, Lesson 12. It's just that I haven't studied Spanish today. I'm Fernando, and I'm joined by JP. JP, how are you?
I'm fine, Fernando.
Wonderful.
Welcome, everyone, to the new Spanish Pod 101, where we're studying modern Spanish in a fun and educational format. So, whether you started learning Spanish long ago, or you're starting your Spanish journey with us today, we are glad to have you with us. Now, Fernando, tell us what we're going to learn in this lesson today.
In this lesson, you will learn about transition words and phrases. This conversation takes place at the office, and the conversation is between Belén and Esteban. The speakers will be using the familiar register.
All right, let's take a listen to this conversation.
Quiero ir a la playa.
Pero tenemos mucho trabajo.
Es que estoy harta.
Ni modo.
Let's hear it again, dramatic speed.
Quiero ir a la playa.
Pero tenemos mucho trabajo.
Es que estoy harta.
Ni modo.
One more time with the translation.
Quiero ir a la playa.
I want to go to the beach.
Pero tenemos mucho trabajo.
But we have a lot of work.
Es que estoy harta.
It's just that I'm sick of it.
Ni modo.
There's nothing we can do about it.
All right, we're back. Belén and Esteban don't seem like they're enjoying their time at work.
Not at all. Belén wants to get out now. She wants to go to the beach. Quiero ir a la playa.
Quiero ir a la playa. All right, what's the word for beach?
Playa.
All right, la playa is the beach. And Belén actually said, I want to go to the beach. So how do you say I want?
Quiero.
Quiero. Now that's the verb querer, which means to want. Okay, so let's put it together. I want to go to the beach.
Quiero ir a la playa.
And Esteban comes right back saying, we got too much work to do.
Pero tenemos mucho trabajo. He's kind of a party pooper.
So what's the word for work?
Trabajo.
Trabajo. Right, now a lot of work?
Mucho trabajo.
Mucho trabajo. Mucho means a lot. And then the verb is we have.
Tenemos.
Tenemos. That's the verb tener, right?
Yes.
So to put it all together, he says, but we have a lot of work.
Pero tenemos mucho trabajo.
Okay, we're going to talk about that pero later, right? It means but. Now, how does Belén answer this?
It's just that I'm sick of it. Es que estoy harta.
Estoy harta, right? Now, Belén is a woman, so she says estoy harta. If it's a dude, you'd say estoy harto, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sick of it. Estoy harto. And then she starts the sentence with a transition phrase.
Es que.
Es que, right? It means it's just that. We're going to talk about transition phrases later. So let's put it together. It's just that I'm sick of it. I'm fed up. I'm had it up to here.
Es que estoy harta.
And then Esteban has two little words in Spanish that mean like, oh, there's nothing we can do about it. Oh, well.
Ni modo.
Ni modo. Okay, we're going to talk about ni modo more in the vocabulary section. So speaking of vocabulary section, let's move on.
La playa.
Beach.
La playa. La playa. El trabajo.
Job. Work.
El trabajo. El trabajo. Harto.
Fed up.
Harto. Harto. Ni modo.
There's nothing anyone can do about it.
Ni modo. Ni modo.
All right, Fernando, let's have a closer look at some of these words and phrases.
Let's start with la playa.
La playa. That means the beach, right?
Yes.
This is the place with sand and ocean and barbecues and beach balls and volleyball and stuff.
Yes, not the littered with cans or plastic bottles. Or
actually, that's like called the playa too, right?
Yes, well, that's true.
It's just not as fun.
It's right? Just not as fun, yes.
La playa. Okay, what's next?
El trabajo.
El trabajo. Now, literally, this is work, Now, work can mean a couple of things, even in English, right?
Voy al trabajo.
Or you can say, I have a job for you.
Tengo un trabajo para ti.
Okay, or you can say, I have a lot of work to do.
Tengo mucho trabajo.
Okay, all of those words are trabajo, and it's all work, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or job.
Yes.
Okay?
Harto.
Harto is to be sick and tired of something, right?
Fed up.
Harto. And in our dialogue, we heard it in the feminine.
Es que estoy harta.
Harta. And the last one?
Ni modo.
Ni modo. Ni modo is always an interesting word to translate because there's all kinds of ways we can translate it, right?
It's very versatile.
Tough luck. Earlier you were saying like, oh well.
In this dialogue, that's what it means. Oh well.
Right. You have to shrug your shoulders, right? Just or like, throwing your hands up. Right?
Yes, or throwing your hands up.
Ni modo.
Or rolling your eyes.
Okay. In the printed version of this lesson, I translated as nothing can be done.
There's nothing that can be done.
There's nothing, you're right. There's nothing you can do. And I wrote that because it's really hard to write shrugging shoulders and rolling eyes in a...
Yeah,
you...
Of course.
Okay, so, oh well, ni modo.
Oh well.
Should we move on to the grammar section?
Yes. I know we talked about the focus of this lesson.
The transition words.
Yes. Let's go ahead and delve into that.
Okay, so, you know...
Oh, I see what you're doing.
Yeah, I just included a transition word in English.
Right.
Transition words are some fluffy words that we use in colloquial conversation that don't add a lot of meaning to the sentence. What they do is they tie the following sentence to whatever was happening in the past, right?
Right.
Or they link it somehow, or they make a transition, which is why they're called transitions. So in English, we often say, and so, I know that I always say so, or now, I always do that, now, comma.
Right.
Right, that's one of mine. Oh, right is another one of mine.
Yes.
Or okay. Fernando knows because he edits the audio for this podcast.
Oh, and do I ever.
All right, so let's talk about some in Spanish. Now, we heard a couple in the dialogue. One of them was the word for but.
I'm sorry, JP?
The however but, Fernando.
Right, pero.
Pero, right? It was, but we have a lot of work.
Pero tenemos mucho trabajo.
Pero tenemos mucho trabajo. Now, Esteban could have just said, we have a lot of work.
Tenemos mucho trabajo,
but
sí.
That pero shows that he's contrasting something, right? I want to go to the beach, but we have a lot of work.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Exactly.
So he made that transition with pero. Now, Belén also made a transition when she says, it's just that I'm fed up.
Es que estoy harta.
Es que, there's two words. That's a transition phrase that you're going to hear a lot from Latinos. And in a lot of cases, it's making an excuse or giving a justification. Right? Es que estoy harta. It's just that I'm fed up, right? Or maybe in English we'd say wool. Wool, I'm fed up.
Yes. Do you have any other transition words?
Oh, you know I got a whole list of them right here, Fernando.
So, what are they?
Well, let's look at a couple. First of all, the word for and in Spanish.
E.
E. Now, in English, in school, we're taught that you don't start a sentence with and, right? Of course, Spanish is not English, so Spanish has different rules. And you'll hear Latinos all the time start sentences with E.
¿Y qué vas a hacer este fin de semana?
And so, what are you going to do this weekend? So when Fernando just said E there, he's linking it to the last idea. And, right? And so, what are you going to do?
Mm-hmm.
I translate it with and so, mm-hmm. right?
So.
This is kind of a transition to the next thing. When you hear E as a question, it means what about? So like when we say, I'm fine, how are you?
Yo estoy bien, ¿y tú?
¿Y tú? What about you? ¿Y tú?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to go down this list here. I already told you about pero.
Es que.
I already told you about es que. Entonces sometimes is a transition word.
Entonces, ¿qué vas a hacer este fin de semana?
So, what are you going to do this weekend? Entonces literally means therefore. But in conversation, you can just use it to progress with the conversation.
Yes.
Okay. One of my favorites, o sea.
O sea, se prepara la comida de la siguiente forma.
And so, the food is prepared in this manner. Or this is how you go about preparing this food,
mm-hmm.
right? This dish.
Yes.
We started the sentence with o sea. Now, I just translated there like, and so, therefore, so it's another transition, another filler transition.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we often hear this transition phrase o sea in kind of an airheaded way, right, in Spanish?
At times, yeah, definitely.
Do you have an example?
O sea, no tengo.
It's like, I don't have one.
Right.
It sounds a little bit airheady.
Yes.
Okay. You'll hear that a lot, especially if you have younger friends, like teenage friends, that speak Spanish. All right, folks, you know what? I have a whole list of these colloquial transition phrases and words. And if you know Latinos, and if you've spent any time listening to them, this list is going to be fun to take a look at. And you'll find this list in the lesson notes of this lesson, which you will find at the website, which is www.SpanishPod101.com.
Please do not forget to leave us a comment, a question, suggestions, anything you might have on your mind regarding this lesson. We want to hear from you. So we want to answer any questions you might have. JP?
Yes, sir.
I think we're done.
Okay, everyone. Hasta luego.
Adios.
Quiero ir a la playa.
Pero tenemos mucho trabajo.
Es que estoy harta.
Ni modo.